is Dominic, wedding DJ.
And this is Serena, wedding planner.
And together we are
the wedding duo.
We are here to talk all things weddings.
Planning a wedding can be stressful, but we are here to help.
So before you say, that's it, we're going to Vegas, don't go to Vegas.
Let's have some fun.
Join us as we answer your wedding questions and help navigate planning one of the biggest days of your life with
the wedding duo. Welcome back to the Wedding Duo podcast.
Hello.
Hello. We are here for another episode and I don't want to say excited to talk about this, but we it's know kind of it's necessary.
Evil on this one.
But first, we just wanted to say thank you for, we're almost at 400,000 followers on TikTok and we're so danger close. We just went over 100,000 followers on Instagram. So
105.
Yeah. We are excited that you guys are following along and that you're enjoying what we're doing. So thank you.
If you do the math, we can officially say we have 500,000 followers. Woohoo!
I know.
Is that exciting?
Someone I was telling that to, and then I felt bad because I was like, well, some of the Instagram followers are probably also the TikTok followers.
You'd think so, but people have a social media preference for the most part. There are those people that are on both. But I mean, I ask people, like, what I always ask, you hear me ask them, like, right, what's your social media of choice? And they almost always say, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever they say. Like,
right.
And sometimes they're like, I'm not on social media at all. When I mentioned, are you a podcaster? And a lot of times they go, I do enjoy a good podcast.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
All right. So today,
we're not about murder, though. You didn't notice that? That's what my sister's always talking about. Their podcasts are about murder. And I'm like, if only we could incorporate murder into our podcast somehow,
let's not.
We would be a top selling podcast.
I don't think it's not.
That's like the extreme opposite of what we talk about.
Yeah. Well, you do know that the person most likely to murder you is
your spouse. That's a great best man, maid of honor thing. It's pretty cute what they say.
Cute?
No, cute's not the word.
That is.
It's amusing. People laugh. They kind of go, ha, 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 oh, yeah. And then they look at their spouse.
I think it's actually awful.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Come on. Lighten up, lady.
Well, I just mean like, ha ha, they might kill you. Like, I don't know, like, how funny that is.
Not might, just statistically, they're the most likely to.
Okay, great.
They're the first person down at the precinct being questioned.
That's true. So, let's talk about families and friends and the people that are going to give you trouble during wedding planning. Okay?
That's actually a pretty good segue. Talk about the person most likely to murder you.
Oh.
My sisters will be so happy because we were talking about this morning because they all listen to murder podcasts. And I'm like, how can we bring it in? There you go. We brought it in.
Mm-hmm. True crime.
But your family. There's no, that, you know, one thing that's usually at everybody's wedding, your family, right?
Well, and it's not just family. It's people close to you, right? Because your friends can be like family too. So what we're going to discuss today is because we are on the front lines of wedding planning, especially myself, and I bond, you know, through the process with my couples, brides in particular, there are often conversations that take place between myself and clients that have to do with the pressure they're feeling or the situation they're in because of their mother-in-law or their bestie who is, you know, whatever. It is a factor that wedding planning comes with stressors that you may not expect. People's personalities change a little bit, like their opinions change, and it can be hard.
Well, going into it, like it's, you always think like people, maybe you've had these conversations like, hey, I know whatever it is, you don't like this person or they don't like you or whatever, please be on your best behavior. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, fine. But then bring in what? It's right there, that bullet point. Alcohol. Mm-hmm. Bring in alcohol, especially my gender. Suddenly you know what? I'm going to tell him what I think. Like, no, you're right at somebody's wedding. That is not the time. But people get plastered and then they don't think straight and the beer muscles come out or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. The egos come out.
So there's a good chance that if you address some of these things or set some good boundaries before wedding day, you can help avoid some of those things. I mean, I'm not saying you can completely because we've been part of it. But
well, some of it's, there's no way you could foresee some of the drama. And we're not trying to scare anybody, but I'm just saying if you have this in your family, there is a tension point. There is a powder keg that is just waiting to get lit. Any of that stuff, that drama that you can address before you're in your dress, like on the big day, like, because if it comes out that, because if you do it beforehand, like a month before, and you just kind of lock horns with whoever this person is, you have time to recover before your wedding. If it happens on your wedding day, it's wrecked. Let's tell some stories real quick while we get into this, just so people kind of get what we're talking about. Do you want to do that first?
You can go start one.
Okay. Well, A simple one, I'll talk about one that I had with, because we're the same way. You said on the front lines, I always like to say in the trenches, because we are, we're in there with you. Like we get put in the middle sometimes, mm-hmm. right? We had one of my DJs, our DJs, sorry, I always think of them as my DJs, but they're our DJs. He told me, listen, the bride told me, tell my dad wants to do a slideshow. I do not want to do a slideshow. I absolutely don't want to do it. Tell him you don't have the equipment. It broke, whatever. You can't do it. And I'm like, what? But Jimmy had already had the conversation because dad called him directly, said, hey. And so Jimmy was like, yeah, we can do a slideshow, whatever. We have the equipment. And then she got in the ball and said like, no, absolutely not. Tell him you can't, whatever reason. I'm like, wait. You're trying to put the DJ in the middle. I told her, I finally got on the phone with her and I'm like, no, you have got to tell your dad it's not, because we're going to have the father of the bride mad at the DJ thinking like, oh, I know you told me to bring the equipment, but I forgot it. Like what? Yeah. Like that's not what we do.
It's awkward.
So that was one little scenario. I had a friend of the bride. She was in the wedding party and all their friend group, they would always go to see this band. And then she hired the band for her wedding. And then her friend got engaged, hired the same band a month before her.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's when she reached out to us. And she was like, I need a DJ because the band I had hired,
yeah,
it's going to be the same set a month later with all the same people. And obviously that friend was no longer in the wedding party. But
well, and that's the thing too. I think, gosh, it really is unfortunate that sometimes these life events show you people's true colors. Okay. So you may come out of your wedding with a different friend group or a smaller group of really good friends, you know, because you figure out who's there for you and who, you know, really has your best interest in mind. Now, the other thing, you know, that I encounter often, and I know we've talked about this too, is the expectations, right? And this a lot of times comes from the parent roles, right? So if you're a parent, we know we have a lot of mothers out there that listen to us. Don't take this personally, but just maybe look in the mirror a little bit. It's a big day for you too, right? We get that 100%. This is your baby, right? Whether it's your son or your daughter. And
could be your only child.
Right.
Which is a lot. Everything gets piled on this one, the one offspring.
Right. But it's really important that you take a step back, I think, and kind of measure how much advice, how much of your own wishes you're, you know, forcing. Throwing into, I didn't say forcing. Well,
there are personalities out there and some people listening like, oh my God, they're describing my mom right there. Because it's all comes, like you said, it comes from a good place, but it's just that if a bride or the couple may be really timid and, you know, they're not really sure, because a ton of you out there, this is your first big thing, right? Maybe you've graduated college, maybe you've gotten a big job, but, you know, a lot of people have not had babies, never purchased a house, never, you know, they're still finishing college. This is like the first major thing in their life. They've never hired a DJ. They've never hired a photographer. They've never had all their family and friends in one spot for them, for that thing. And the parents want to help because they've been down this road before. But then there's like that fine line. Are you helping? Are you taking over? You know, and that's hard. You do. You have to look in the mirror and say like, did I even ask the bride or did I just make this decision and bowl over her?
And the other part about that, you know, we kind of just talk to the moms or the parents, right? But let's talk to the couples. This is a good time to practice boundaries. Okay. A lot of you are young adults, right? Mm-hmm. And so you maybe haven't had to set really good boundaries in your life up until this point. And it's not easy. I am a people pleaser by nature, right? Like I'm a yes person. I want to say yes. I want to bend over backwards to help.
Not with me. You have no problem telling me no, but that's how it should be. That should be it.
Well, our relationship works.
I know it's different. I'm just kidding. I know. I'm the same way with the outside world, but it's different when you're, it is different. That's a great point. Your spouse, that becomes your ride or die, right? That's mm-hmm. like you're the team against the world at that point. And then you bring kids in, but that's a whole other thing. But
right. And so learning to set boundaries, and it can be really hard because these people you're really close with, right? And maybe your relationship needs to change a little bit. And that's okay. As you go out into the world and you're, you know, now working and married and having your own families, those dynamics do change. And there's ways to do it in a healthy way. Like we were referencing before, you don't want that to be like you look back on your wedding and that was the moment you never talked to whoever again, right? But it happens. So there's ways to have those conversations and set those boundaries early on, stand up for yourself a little bit, right?
Well, and it's really, and oftentimes most of our followers, again, listeners are brides. There's a lot of grooms that are really involved, but there's some that's like, whatever you want, babe, or, you know, that, but that's a thing. Like, I think a lot of times it's your own mom, but it's your mother-in-law, right? That's coming in. Like you want to have, you really, obviously you want to have a relationship with her, right? That's your, well, let's say that's your soon to be husband's mom. But if he's the only boy and he's a mama's boy, you're like a threat to that relationship. It's that is a minefield that you have to navigate through that thing. And it is tricky. It is really tricky. But you do, like, she's going to look at you like, you're taking my baby boy away from. I mean, there's a lot of people that think that way. And that is hard. That is a hard bridge to cross. Whew.
Right. But that's part of, again, the process. That's part of you're moving into a different stage in your life. Unfortunately, it can be a little bit bumpy, right? And it can come with, you know, hard conversations. But as we mentioned previously, it's a good chance to practice boundaries. You want to get it out before the actual wedding. And don't let it boil and build up so much that it takes away from the enjoyment of your day, right?
Or the planning, even the planning. But that's what I was saying. Like, if this is the scenario, the one we just painted, for example, and you can just see it, you're like, and you're talking to your girlfriend's like, oh my gosh, his mom, I can see she's mad. She does not like me because as we get closer to the wedding, she sees me as taking her baby boy away from her. I mean, we're not psychologists or wedding therapists, but we've been around enough of these couples. Like, I've seen it. And, you know, and so it's almost like you need to say, let's just go to dinner one night and talk through it. Like, I'm so excited to be part of the family. I know this is weird. He's your only son. And I just don't want to be a threat. I want to be like team, like you and I, making sure his life is great together, whatever it is. But if that doesn't come out and then 3 or 4 glasses of wine into your wedding day, God, oh, I just don't wish that upon anybody.
Well, and the other part is the moms, right? So if you're out there and you're the mother of the groom and you have these feelings, that's also a good opportunity for you to open the conversation up as well, right? And look at the perspective of your future daughter-in-law and that, you know, she is now part of your son's life. And if you want to continue to be a part of your son's life,
I was just going to say,
you should probably get on board with what's going
yes,
on.
Yes, because you may lose this battle in the long run. Mm-hmm. They're like, tell you what, we're moving to Alaska and good luck seeing your grandchildren because you're just, it's become so abrasive that it's just not fun for her to go to your house or whatever. I mean, that's a whole thing, right?
Right, right. So the point of this podcast is not necessarily to make you feel terrible about what's going on with your family. It's just to know that you're not alone. First of all, this comes up
for sure
so often between couples because, as we always say, it's a big day. Emotions are involved. People's expectations. People have opinions.
Oh, and it's expensive. There's a lot of money that gets thrown around too. So people are like, oh my God, all this money. And now it just got ruined.
Right.
Not ruined. It's just like, it's not how you envisioned it. And that's always our goal, to make sure that it goes better than your expectations, right? Like, you have a vision in your head and you're like, we either met or exceeded it. That's like, not us, but, you know, just in general, like your vendors and the day and everything goes wonderfully.
Right. And so this is a part that a lot of people don't necessarily want to talk about or even face because it's challenging, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if you're a person who doesn't like confrontation, like I don't particularly love it. And so I get it, but I do know, you know, now being a little bit older, that it's better to have the conversation early on than to let it build and boil over at some point, right? You can really, and you can manage your words tastefully. That's the other thing. I think the way you say things is also very important.
Oh, for sure. And I think if you come at it as a team, like, I'm excited to have you help, but at the very end, I want to be the one that makes the final decisions or whatever. However you approach it by saying like, I really value your input and I want your help, but there's going to be something that maybe you have to negotiate too, because there's things, there's like family things, there's cultural things that maybe you're marrying into a different culture. And it's like, what is it that your culture always does? Like, what? And you're like, and you're kind of like, but that's deep. That goes deep. Yeah. Or just the family thing. Like, oh, we have the money dance at every one of our family events. And you're like, I don't want to do the money dance. No, but his family always does it and they expect it. But you may have to find that where you're like, tell you what, I'll do this. but if you let me get rid of this, right? Or whatever it is, right? Because it's hard, because if you are a yes person and you're trying to, like I said, keep a good relationship with your soon to be mother-in-law, but there's things that they're just like, they're his side or whatever is like, God,
yeah.
Or they always have big weddings. They want 350 people. And you're like, I have a small family. Yeah. We only have 50 or 25 people at our get togethers. That's if everybody comes. That is shocking for a family that's not used to those massive get togethers.
True. And it can feel overwhelming.
Family. We can be shocking.
So some good ways to, you know, really establish boundaries and have these conversations. So the first thing, you know, you want to think through is, don't do it spontaneously. I mean, that is one thing that has gotten me in trouble in my younger years, is you feel over emotional and it just like pops out, right? It's nice to kind of think through what you want to say and maybe have a, like an intentional conversation, right? Where you mentioned maybe like take them out to dinner, talk through whatever's bothering you. But have a plan in the back of your mind so that you don't, you know, fly off the cuff. And then that's when things get heated and ugly and all those things, right?
Yeah. And people need time to digest, right? So sometimes if it goes away and it's like, uh-oh, I saw a lot of pouting, you know, people are mad, you know, but they'll have time to cool off, process it, right? And then be able to have another conversation maybe, but just not on your wedding day, not on the day.
Yeah. The other thing too, is that I think it's important for couples, right? You're a team now. As you're engaged and you go to get married, you need to support each other, right? So if your soon-to-be spouse is having a hard time with someone in your family, it may behoove of you to step in and have that conversation, have that difficult conversation for them, right? Because it may come off better from you and they may not be able to do it. So that's where I think you're starting to, yes, develop that team mentality mm-hmm. as a newly married couple.
And that's like, I think the hardest one is when it is a parent, right? It could be a dad, right? Let me tell you this story. Father of the bride did not like the groom.
Right.
Are you ready? There's a dynamic right there. He had made it subtly clear that he was not approving of his daughter's choice, but here they were. And he was like, I'm going to be fine. Even to the point where he had this, I think it was a Maserati. He had like a really, he was well off. He had a beautiful car with a driver that was going to be their getaway car at the end of the night. So the driver had it parked in a very high profile spot right out front, but he left the keys in it and the driver wasn't there. The groom went out with a couple of his buddies in the wedding party. They were pretty drunk. Yes, this is where it's going. They got in the car, took it for a joyride. The driver came out and was like, oh my God, the car's gone.
Yeah.
Told the father of the bride, who's the owner of the car. And he was like, what are you talking about? They come outside and here they come driving up. Woo! Peeling out in his Maserati, and you could only imagine the fireworks that happened. I mean, but it was literally at one point during that event, the bride was locked in the bridal suite, so upset because her dad was ready to fight her husband at that point the wedding.
Right.
At the wedding.
Right.
I mean, there's no way you could foresee that, but
there isn't, but
yeah. I wonder if they're still together.
I don't know. That's a good question. But that's challenging, right? Like, what do you do beforehand to prepare for that? Do you not invite the dad? I mean, no. And then of course you're marrying the other part of this. So like that is really hard, but there's something to be said for knowing the personalities involved, right? Mm-hmm. And making it very clear that you expect everyone to be on their best behavior. If you have to have that conversation with somebody, have it, right? Like, put it out there that I know you don't like so-and-so, or I know you're feeling this certain way about what's going on, but I really, if you care about me, you will put that aside will show up for the day, right?
I mean, that was just a groom being a complete jackass. And talk about, I see why maybe the father of the bride didn't like him. I don't know. That was like, like, what are you doing? A train wreck. But so my point was, when it's a parent, that's a relationship that you don't want to burn that bridge, right? But if it's a friend or something else, like it's different. But there have been a lot of wedding parties that have changed from the day one of planning mm-hmm. until the day of the thing, because maybe you have a recently married friend and as vendors, we've all had that person, like the expert who just got married, that's going to tell us all the things. Like, I'm glad you were at one wedding last year. We've done 12 this month. Thank you very much. This is our industry, right? But it's a, but again, we try to be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to be like, yeah, okay, well, that's it. Okay. Thanks for your input. But you know, at this particular venue and the way we're doing it, and this, you know, I almost want to say it's not your day. You yeah. were the bride. You were in charge of your day. This is her day and their day. And they hired us to do so, not you, bridesmaid for or maid of honor or bride's sister
right.
or the bossy aunt. Oh my God, the bossy aunt.
Yeah. I mean, and they're all players, right? And I think it's also...
We all have them in our family.
There's got to be a little bit of a sense of humor here, right? Okay. So we're going to find it. We're going to find it. Because at the end of the day, and this has been said however many times, it is about you and your soon-to-be spouse. It's about the fact that you're going to be spending your lives together and you get to, you know, say your vows and spend that night with each other and your family and friends. So if you can, gosh, like look at these personalities and kind of laugh a little bit, I think that that is helpful too, right? Like roll your eyes, you know, behind closed doors about the all the opinions you're getting. Mm-hmm. But there are points when, as we mentioned previously, there needs to be a conversation, right? Yeah. If it's crossing the line and it's affecting your enjoyment of your wedding, the enjoyment of the wedding planning process, that's when I would say, think about having a talk.
And I was kind of getting at, like, in my head, I was like, there's the tiers, right? Parents are on a top tier. Friend is on a lower tier. The bossy aunt, you can probably never have to see your aunt if you can, avoid that. But look at that one on the top of our list. We had one recently, father of the bride's new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a personality that yeah. she came to the rehearsal with, like, really, it's just kind of like, we were all kind of like, wait, how? And I'm always like, oh, I see them with either the corsage or right. the flower, the boutonniere. And I'm like, oh, if I see that, I'm like, that's somebody.
Well, she didn't have one of those.
No, but I'm just saying, like, those are the people I want to meet. I'm like, oh, this must be the bride's grandpa, groom's grandpa. Like, who? I see the flowers and I talk to them, but I'm like, who are you? The father of the bride's new girlfriend that nobody's met. I go, I'm sorry, I'm not going out of my way, but yeah. she was involved, whether anybody wanted her to be or not. But that's another person that's like, you don't need to worry about burning that bridge necessarily. I mean, it'd be nice if you didn't have to.
Well, but that's
not the same as a parent. Like,
she's
a parent.
Tied to the parent
for
though.
Sure.
That
for
can
sure.
be hard, and that can affect your relationship with your potential. Parent.
But even girlfriend is not your father's new wife, right? That's
right.
I don't know. It was just kind of a weird, like, what are we doing? What is happening? How are you thinking you're a significant player in making decisions today? It was a weird thing.
People blow my mind though sometimes with the fact that they think that they have, you know, any say in what's going on for your wedding, right? And that's, I think, what can be hard for couples too. Because they're sitting there going like, okay, we're planning our wedding. This is about us. And then all these other people, here come the opinions and this is what you need to do. And I'm going to help you do this. And this is how we're going to do it. And you're like, wait, what? Yeah, that's where it gets challenging too.
I can't tell you how many times I've had the bossy aunt come up to my booth and been like, hey, DJ, let's go. Come on. What's the next thing? Let's go. Move it along. You know, we're all ready to go. And I go, hi, thank you, person that just wandered up to my booth. Like, we've met and planned the whole day out. The couple are not even in the room. They're outside doing sunset shots. Like, you want us to move on and do the next thing? We're going to cut the cake without the couple? Sure. Why don't you and I go over and cut the cake and start that getting served? Thank you for your input. Go sit down. We'll be with you shortly.
Yeah. So we've been ranting about difficult people for a good 20 minutes. Now we're going to shift real quick and tell you that there are going to be people that are going to surround you with love, that are going to support you and be there for you on your big day.
Hopefully that's all you have, right? There are people out there that just like...
There's no... I don't know that that exists. I mean, let's be honest.
All the people are just being
great?
Yeah,
like it's just some happy... I don't know, like
I feel like
land.
In a land far away, there's a place, there's a family that just...
That's why we're being realistic. That's why we're talking about this.
Every suggestion is like, that's the greatest idea ever.
I know in your optimistic brain, that is how it goes. But the truth is, lean on those folks, right? Like confide in your best girlfriend or your sister or, you know, your parent, if you're real close with them, you know,
or your soon to be mother-in-law. I mean, that's great when I see those relationships really
absolutely.
Strong. When the bride is there at the wedding fair, both moms are there and they're all laughing and giggling. I just had one of those. I'm like, this is great. You mm-hmm. guys are going to be great together. Look at this team you're building.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And so find those people and, you know, utilize that good energy to push you through. And it can also be your fiance. If your fiance is maybe not as involved as you would like. We're going to go back to the communication piece, right? First of all, have that conversation and then tell them why you need their support, right? Like you're feeling overwhelmed and they might just need a little direction. They might just need you to say like what it is you need from them, right? That can go a long way.
Or they didn't have any opinion until it's too late to like, you. I asked you and you didn't say anything and now I booked it because you didn't want to do anything and now you're mad? Like, so I would say, here's the things we're going to do. He can't go to the dress fitting usually.
Right.
But if there's a tasting with the caterer or the cake, I guarantee you most of the guys will be like, sign me up, clear my calendar. They're not going to want to be involved probably in linens or flowers unless you know, maybe the guys are into that stuff. Seating chart, have him help with the seating chart. Like, give me the...
Because he'll know the family, his side of the family. That's helpful.
One time I'm all in on the assigned seating is when there's drama because you want to separate those people. If your parents haven't been in the same room together since they divorced when you were six, don't put them next to each other. I have a different... like, and he may have that scenario on his side. And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, Uncle Bob and Aunt Julie are coming, but they're not together anymore. We got to separate them, right?
Absolutely. So I think that's again, kind of circles back to the communication, setting boundaries, and having open conversations, right? About what you need from the right people.
I feel like we scare people sometimes, but I got to say, these are few and far between. The stories I listed, like those were years ago, right? And most of the time, at least, if it happens, it's behind the scenes or it just happens afterwards, the day after. But most of the time at the wedding, like I said, I mean, everything goes wonderfully. And people do check their drama at the door because they know they don't want to ruin your wedding day. And they understand what a big day it is.
Right. But we do want to address...
There's the occasional proposal that somebody's like, hey, can you play this song? Because I'm going to ask my girlfriend. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, no. Who are you? And who are you asking not to... No, not today. You don't do that today.
Yeah, unless it's planned, right? But... we do want to address this because we know it happens. We know it, and you may have a little bit of it. You may have a lot, but wherever you fall on that spectrum, just know that you're not alone and there are ways to handle it to come out better on the other side.
Because we're hoping for happy thoughts, butterflies, rainbows, and nothing but a fantastic day where everything goes swimmingly.
Okay. So we have been therapists for a little bit here.
I swear we've got like a side gig.
Yeah. But we want to remind you where you can find us. Theweddingduo.co is our website where we do virtual planning. We have a lot of really great resources on there. Of course, you can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram. You can watch these episodes on YouTube, which I'm looking like a hot mess, so please don't do that. But
I look fantastic. Look at my eyebrows. They're just great. Like...
always, always. But we will end today's podcast the way we end every podcast.
I have one more thing. Like, I like to have a thing. I wonder if you could like develop like a narcissist meter where you're like, oh, okay. I didn't realize the meter is showing me you maxed out the narcissist level. That's why.
You think that, well, we'd probably be millionaires.
I guess. No, I mean, I don't think I need to. They usually identify themselves. You know, we stay in the military. They go, how do you know there's a pilot in the room? Oh, he'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I was Army. That's just envy coming out. I wanted to be in aviation.
That's jealousy.
I tried to get in aviation. I couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway.
Random. Okay.
If I was a pilot, I'd probably tell everybody too. I'd walk around with the Ray-Bans on 24/7, my flight jacket in
so
the summer.
So glad I don't have to deal with that.
It is a very personal day. Don't let someone talk you into something you don't want to do or talk you out of something you have your heart set on. Just do you. Talk to your spouse to be and figure out what y'all want to do and try to fight the battles where you need to, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Happy wedding planning, y'all. We'll seal it with a kiss.
It's going to be great. Seal it with a kiss. Mwah. Hey, so thanks for listening to our podcast. If you found any of this information helpful and you know someone who may be engaged or is a maid of honor, maybe you could tell them and share it with a friend.
Absolutely. So screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, on Facebook, and tag The Wedding Duo. We promise to share the love back. Also, if you are interested in more resources or the show notes, you can go to theweddingduo.co. We have one-on-one virtual sessions, a shop, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out.